Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner and this week's thought is called The Hudson Bay Start. One fair June morning in 1668, more than half a century after the mutinous crew of the Discovery had pushed Hendrik Hudson into an open boat and set him adrift to die, in what was later to be called Hudson Bay, the 50-ton Kitchener Nonsuch, with a company of 42, hoisted anchor in Gravesend, England, and sailed away for Hudson Bay to open up the fur trade. In the process, the Hudson Bay Company was set up, which is thought to be the oldest company in North America. Hugely successful almost from the start, the hard-bitten skin hunters who worked for the company fought famine and cold, the fear in the buttocks, the belly empty, the weariness in the bones. It was a risky job, as hunters would have to survive on their own in the bleak, frostbitten Arctic wilderness. So having the right supplies was literally a matter of life and death. Hence the hunters invented a technique called the Hudson Bay Start. Hunters would pack up as if they were going to leave for the season, but only canoe a short distance before camping overnight. Next morning they would canoe back and collect missing supplies or correct incorrect supplies before heading out for real. Clearly this approach didn't come for free. The hunting season was quite short, so while it reduced the risk, it also reduced the time they had to hunt enough animals so they could survive financially for the rest of the year. Sound familiar? But the fact that among these hunters it was so commonplace, I think demonstrates that the hunters thought it was worthwhile investment. It's an interesting technique that some project managers already apply to their projects, and I wondered if I used the Hudson Bay Start on a few more of my projects, activities, journeys, etc., how differently would things turn out? What about you? So till next week, get the right start to everything you do. David Gardner.